What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, September 6, 2021, and it's also Labor Day, that one day in the year where you can pretend you're not a slave of corporate America, and hopefully you're all out having hot dogs and pretzels and beer and basically enjoying the long weekend. Of course, here at RBN, we're doing our show here for the benefit of the audience, both of you, and so... Let's get into it. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, taking care of business here. And we're going to do news until it's time to open up the phone lines. But before we do, I wanted to share an interesting event that happened to me over the weekend. We were at a local merchant, and the very helpful person behind the counter just said, if you have any questions at all, just ask. And so I said, how come we can't have honest elections? And everybody in the room started laughing. And it's a reminder, people do know what's going on. They don't talk about it out of a misplaced sense of patriotism or politeness, but they know what's going on. And every time you speak out, even if it's in a joke, you're going to give those around you the courage to also speak out. And that is really important right now. We have to be just as vocal and just as in your face as the liberal deep staters are. Okay, now then, let's see. Hang on a minute. And I need to check something. All right. Anyway, Afghanistan is back in the news, and there are dueling stories about some airplanes with American citizens and allies. The story that we're getting from the corporate media is that the Taliban is preventing the aircraft from leaving, and we have, politicians are already out there. Screaming that the passengers are being held hostage for demands, but in point of fact, what the Taliban is saying is the State Department messed up the paperwork to green light those flights, and so the State Department appears to have bungled it yet again. Meanwhile, over at the State Department, basically, people are furious at the State Department for delaying these six flights out of Afghanistan. And Reuters yesterday reported the delay had been caused by Biden administration officials not telling the Taliban leaders it had approved the departures of the chartered flights from the airport in the city of Mazar-e-Sharif. But the war hawks are already out there saying, oh, they're holding hostages, we've got to do something, they're evil people over there. Satellite photos have been taken showing these six aircraft basically waiting at the airport for permission to leave. And Lindsey Graham is already seizing on this opportunity to basically say, we'll be going back into Afghanistan, and here's your rifle, Lindsey, here's your parachute, here's your Dayglow orange jumpsuit left over from those CIA torture centers in Iraq, and we'll call the Taliban and tell them you are on your way to whip their butt all by themselves. But I think the American people were tired of wars. We lost in Afghanistan. They want to go back in Afghanistan. We kind of lost in Syria. The U.S. is trying to get back in Syria. We lost in Iraq, and the U.S. persists in keeping troops there. It's like they're going to go on spending money and risking the lives of American service people just to prove they didn't really lose, because as long as they have troops on the ground, I guess it's an ongoing action. Meanwhile, this Marine, Corporal Mike Markland, he was at Hamid Karzai International Airport, and he took videos of what was going on there and just showing how chaotic it was. It's very raw. It is shocking. And it basically puts the lie to the claim that there's some kind of an orderly evacuation of people out of Afghanistan. And over in California, a school official is saying there's a far larger number of students still in Afghanistan than has been reported in the media. They were talking something about between 20 and 30 students were there. This California official saying there are actually thousands of school children still over there. They were touring Afghanistan. They thought it was safe because they have been believing all this talk about how everything in Afghanistan is wonderful coming out of the corporate media. And they were definitely not telling the truth on that one. Okay, now, interesting little story, and this is a former speechwriter for George W. Bush, is criticizing Joe Biden for constantly talking about his son, Beau. Now, he basically says Biden is not a Gold Star father, and he should stop playing one on TV. Now, the loss of Beau Biden was a tragedy, but he did not die in combat. He died of brain cancer. And every time Biden is meeting with the Gold Star families, he brings up, you know, Beau Biden, and I know what you're feeling. No, you don't. I mean, you know, with cancer, as terrible as it is, you know what's coming. You have a chance to emotionally prepare for it. Quite a different story with somebody who was killed or maimed in combat. Now, interestingly enough, remember what I said about giving people around you the courage to speak out? At the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers football game over the weekend, 21,000 people in the bleachers just spontaneously broke into a chant, blank Biden, blank Joe Biden, blank Joe Biden, and I'm sure you can fill in the missing word there. The same exact thing happened at the even larger Lane Stadium in Virginia Tech. And so they were definitely cheering and chanting and clapping, and I'm sure the White House is not at all happy about that. But what are they going to do, round up 30,000 football fans and, you know, charge them with sedition? Getting back on down to the damage done by Hurricane Ida, it will be weeks before some parts of Louisiana have their power restored. Right now, there are still 598,000 customers without electricity, and I hope some of them are preppers and some of them have generators to keep those freezers and refrigerators working on that. And the good news is that Hurricane Larry, which is even more powerful than the Ida, is swinging north and is not expected to make landfall in the United States of America. So a little bit of good news there. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is rather shamelessly exploiting Hurricane Ida's damage to New York to try and push his massive spending bill. So never let a good disaster go to waste. Now, this weekend, of course, is the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and we're going to be talking about 9/11 a lot this week. We're going to be talking about that collapse of World Trade Center 7 right into its own footprint, the evidence of controlled demolition. We're going to be talking about the dancing Israelis who were arrested on that day, and we're going to be talking about the Secret Service at Booker Elementary School and their very strange behavior. And meanwhile, there's a story that is just now breaking. This came out of the New York Post. There is a former FBI agent, Danny Gonzalez, and he worked on Operation Encore. This was the investigation into the two Saudi hijackers who were based in San Diego, according to the official story. Well, Biden signed an executive order last Friday directing the Department of Justice to oversee a declassification review of some documents related to 9/11. Probably they're going to try and blame it on Iran or something like that. But Danny Gonzalez is saying the evidence he found is that these 9/11 hijackers had U.S.-based support. Imagine my shock on that one. Meanwhile, the family of a British subject who was killed on 9/11 has presented their government with 3,000 pages of evidence that the towers were blown up from inside. And so this gentleman, his name is Campbell, Jeff Campbell, and for the last several years, Campbell's family has been working to expose the evidence that the World Trade Towers and Building 7 were brought down in a controlled demolition. And 3,000 pages, that is a lot of information. All righty. Now then, the polling is bad news for the Democrat January 6th commission. And this is an NBC News poll, and it found that less than half of the American people were at all concerned about the protest at the U.S. Capitol. They don't think it's a big deal. And 26% said they weren't concerned at all. And a poll from Harvard Caps Harris poll showed that the majority of voters believe the Pelosi Commission is biased toward the Democrats. Well, studying the obvious here. Meanwhile, there was a gentleman who had been arrested for participating in the protest at the Capitol on January 6th. He had been released, and part of the deal of his being released was that he not watch any conspiracy theory videos online. And during an unannounced compliance check, officers found Jensen in his garage streaming content from Rumble, which suggested the 2020 election may have been fraudulent. And because he dared look at that video, they have thrown him back into jail. That's double plus ungood. You don't want to look at that stuff. Meanwhile, Bill Clinton, who's already stinging from this new TV show about his dalliance with Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton and world elites are panicking because a judge has ordered the names released of all the unnamed co-conspirators of Ghislaine Maxwell. They're going to be exposed to the public. And last month, Assistant U.S. Attorney Allison Moe asked U.S. District Judge Allison Nathan to mask the names, and Judge Nathan said, no, you will disclose all co-conspirator statements it intends to offer at trial no later than October 11th. And, of course, that's going to be a real, real mess. Meanwhile, out in California, Governor Gavin Newsom, apparently not trusting in the election fraud, is starting to show desperation. He's now out there telling Californians that if he is recalled, they will all die of COVID. Ooh, scary stuff. You don't dare recall the governor or the disease is going to get you. Okay. Getting into the Whitmer kidnapping case, which has already been outed as one of your classic FBI entrapments. One of the FBI agents who was involved will not be allowed to testify in the case because they have discovered serious anti-Trump bias in his social media posts. And so they said, no, we're not going to let him there. Now, we reported on this last week. Investigators looking into voter fraud allegations in Georgia have got this video showing that ballot traffickers, if you will, were caught emptying backpacks of ballots into those Georgia drop boxes in the middle of the night. Now, ballot harvesting is illegal in Georgia. One wonders where those ballots came from or what was marked on them. But talk show host John Fredericks joined War Room with Steve Bannon this week to discuss an operation that he says involved a couple hundred ballot traffickers who emptied backpacks full of ballots into collection boxes in the middle of the night. And this is illegal even under previous Georgia election law before Georgia passed voter reforms earlier this year. And so those drop boxes were under video surveillance, and so they got the video to basically, you know, show that, yeah, massive election fraud was taking place down in Georgia. Over in Arizona, State Senator Wendy Rogers is trying to reassure everybody the audit is coming. This is real. Keep the faith. And she says basically, you know, the audit has been delayed by the interference of enemies of the audit and enemies of honest elections. And, of course, now members of the team are recovering from COVID-19. Once all those team members are healthy, they will finish the report, and it will be presented to the public after scrutiny by the Arizona State Senate. And they're also going to release the signature analysis report at the same time. They're saying that report should be completed by tomorrow. Okay. Now, there is this watchdog organization. They claim to be bipartisan. It's called American Oversight. Looking at their track record, they are definitely leftists. They're definitely biased toward the Democrats. And they have filed a Freedom of Information Act request for all the Arizona audit text messages. And they're out there saying, this is going to be huge. This is going to be huge. They don't even have anything yet. So it's another attempt to discredit the audit before the report is even made public. All right, let's get into COVID-19. And once again, we're, you know, dusting off the Pinocchio noses here. Rolling Stones magazine last week ran a story with Dr. Jason McKelvey as the source, claiming that Oklahoma hospitals were overwhelmed with patients overdosing on ivermectin. The hospital that was named in the story has issued a correction saying that Dr. McKelvey is not an employee of NHS Sequoia, had not worked at the Salisaw location in over 2 months, and NHS Sequoia has not treated any patients due to complications related to taking ivermectin. And so Rolling Stone has issued an apology and a correction on that one. So... meanwhile, over at Associated Press, they've had to issue a correction to an article that was claiming 70% of calls to Mississippi Poison Control were about ivermectin ingestion. And state epidemiologist Dr. Paul Bayers said the number of calls to Poison Control about ivermectin was really only about 2%. Okay, and so again, they're lying to you. I mean, you know, and how much longer do you have to be lied to, you know, before you stand up and say, you guys are full of it, and I am just not listening to you anymore. By the way, we mentioned last week that ivermectin was FDA approved for human use. Okay, and now another little reminder, ivermectin won a Nobel Prize for Medicine in 2015. So this is good stuff, and it really does work, but it's a basically a one-time cure, and one-time cures are bad for business over at the medical industrial complex. Now, this is a very alarming story. It's coming out of the expose in Great Britain. And it's basically accusing the chief medical officers of England, Scotland, Wales, and North Ireland, and the national medical director, Stephen Powis, sending a message to the National Health Service prescribing lethal doses of hydroxychloroquine to patients. And basically, you know, they wanted these people to die so they could say hydroxychloroquine is not a cure. It's astounding, you know, how much misinformation we're getting from the corporate media. And then they dare accuse the independent media of being full of it here. Alrighty. Also, Chris Witte is looking at approving a measure that will allow schools and doctors to give the COVID-19 vaccine to children without parental consent. So they're taking away parents' rights now to decide what's best for their own children. Even the ACLU is drinking the Kool-Aid. They're abandoning their own founding principles, and they're now out there saying that forced experimental medical injections into people somehow supports civil liberties. And that is complete and utter nonsense, and a reminder that the shots out there on the market right now are still experimental. Okay, the FDA only approved a COVID-19 vaccine that does not exist in the U.S. marketplace. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show, and this is the part of the program where I remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your ongoing support to keep doing what we're doing in these chaotic times. And the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. So include your return address, and if it's the t-shirt you want, we need your t-shirt size. The network thanks you. All right, getting on back to COVID here, Robert Kennedy is out there talking about antibody-dependent enhancement, and this is turning out to be a real problem with the mRNA injections, and Kennedy is saying that antibody-dependent enhancement is why these mRNA gene therapy treatments have never been approved. They recognize there is a danger there. Over at CNN, they had a little panel saying that concluded there's no question the American people are feeling jerked around by all these confusing messages over the COVID vaccine booster shots. And that's certainly true here. A little bit of common sense is breaking out over in the United Kingdom. They have halted giving COVID shots to people under the age of 16. So that's probably in response to all those heart troubles that are showing up here. Meanwhile, in response to the mandatory vaccine imposed on our armed forces here, military members are suffering crippling effects from these vaccines. And several military families are claiming to have been affected by the COVID shots. They range from members in the earlier phases of their career, even to retired people. And so, yeah, their problems are showing up there. This is the worst vaccine disaster in history. It's already gone past that 1976 swine flu debacle. Anyway, the CDC did another data dump into their Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System database, and as of August 27th, they are reporting 13,911 deaths, 2,933,000 injury symptoms, 18,000 permanent disabilities, 76,000 emergency room visits, 56,000 hospitalizations, and 14,000 life-threatening events recorded following these experimental COVID-19 gene therapy. And they have found that teenagers injected with the COVID shots have 7.5 times more deaths, 15 times more disabilities, and 44 times more hospitalizations than all FDA-approved vaccines in 2021. Okay, so nice stuff there. Good product here. Up in Canada, Victoria's premier has just announced that the statewide lockdown is extended and will remain in place until most residents are vaccinated. I'm sorry, this is down in Australia. The Victoria premier has announced an extension of the lockdown, and Australia has adopted new legislation giving sweeping surveillance and spy powers to police. And it's not just surveillance and spy powers. They can now go into your social media account and change what you've posted. No warrant required, certainly no permission from you is required here. Over in the United Kingdom, Boris Johnson is looking at extending their COVID powers for another 6 months there. And again, talking to some of the locals around here about this COVID nonsense, and, you know, one of them made a very cogent observation. You know, the Democrats want to keep this going till 2024. They're absolutely right. Now, speaking of Australia, a little bit of a victory down there. As you're probably already aware, the South Australia truckers staged a protest involving just stopping their trucks at key junctions and locking up the entire highway system. And South Australia has now dropped the mandatory jab for interstate drivers. So there's a little bit of a victory there. And the Australian government is also warning against ivermectin, although imports of the drug have increased tenfold. Now, remember, the contract that Pfizer has with these various governments says they have to buy and use the products anyway, even if a cure for the disease is found. And so that's what these governments are doing. Yeah, we have to pay for it. We might as well use it, and we'll just shove it into everybody's arms, and it will be fine here. My goodness, how time flies when you're having fun. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about Australia. And the New South Wales Chief Health Officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, is out there saying the public needs to get used to being experimented on indefinitely with COVID booster shots. And that's, according to him, that's the new normal. You're going to get a shot every few weeks or few months, and, you know, it'll cost a lot of money, but, you know, you don't want to be messing around with that nasty hydroxychloroquine or that nasty ivermectin, and deny those pharmaceutical companies all that money that they so generously share with the politicians in various countries here. Over in Amsterdam, they've had massive protest against the so-called Green Pass, and there's been another protest in Vancouver against the vaccine mandates and the passports. Over in France, a massive shoppers basically flooded into a French mall while refusing to show vaccine passports. The police tried to stop them but failed miserably. It was just a huge, huge crowd. You know, the people are talking, And government just is not listening. Whatever agenda they're pushing here, they're absolutely dedicated to seeing it through here. Now, interestingly enough, Jeff Bezos and another gentleman named Yuri Milner are funding a startup biotechnology firm with the aim of discovering a way to reverse aging, and they're reprogramming the DNA, which could help humans live forever. Of course, not all humans, a select few, mostly those with lots and lots of money, because if everybody was going to live forever, we'd really have a population problem on our hands here. Over in California, they were looking at vaccine passport legislation there. That got shot down, and it's another blow for Governor Gruesome Newsom, and who's apparently not convinced that the election rigging is going to save his life there. I understand Jill Biden is... Kamala Harris is out there campaigning for Newsom. Bill Clinton is. I mean, they're pulling out all the stops to try and save this guy. But he really ruined the state of California. And the people of California, I think, are ready for a change. Okay. Getting to the international news here, there's been a major upset in the West African nation of Guinea. The military basically have arrested President Alpha Conde yesterday, and they basically announced on state TV the government had been dissolved. It's a coup d'etat, and shortly after that, the Central Bank of Guinea was set on fire. So, yeah, they know where the problems in their lives are coming from here. Meanwhile, Taiwan scrambled jets on reports of China's nuclear-capable bombers breaching its air defense identification zone. And Taiwan is complaining there's an uptick in these missions by China's Air Force. It's a provocation. It's increasing tensions. The first one that makes a mistake, there'll be another shooting war that we all get to report on here. Now, interestingly enough, remember back when we were first starting to get into Syria and there were all these talks about... Assad is gassing his own people, which never really made any sense. And there was this OPCW whistleblower went public saying that this whole idea of a gas attack in Douma was, it was a fake. It was a false flag here. Well, the corporate media just went after this whistleblower and just smeared him. And they smeared WikiLeaks. They smeared columnist Peter Hitchens for questioning the official story here. Well, the BBC has finally relented, and they have admitted that their report smearing the OPCW was filled with lies. Imagine my shock. Remember, BBC was the network that reported on the collapse of World Trade Center 7 22 minutes before it actually happened. Meanwhile, Turkey says they have neutralized, which I think means kill, nearly 18,500 people that it calls terrorists over the last 6 years. Now, since the start of this year, that figure is 1,865. And the vast majority of the 18,455 neutralized since July of 2015 are thought to be members of the Kurdistan Workers Party or the PKK. So, anyway. Meanwhile, once again, yesterday, Israeli settlers forced their way into the Al-Aqsa complex. And once again, they were protected by the Israeli police. And they basically entered the courtyard. Now, according to the peace treaty signed between Israel and Jordan back in 1994, Al-Aqsa is under the auspices of the Jerusalem Islamic Waqf Administration, which is affiliated with the Jordanian Ministry of Foundations, Islamic Affairs, and Holiness. So this is a treaty violation that these settlers are engaged in. Meanwhile, The Palestinian Authority, or rather Israel, has approved 5,000 family reunification requests. And Palestinians gathered outside the offices of the Palestinian Civil Affairs Authority, the body that officially receives the requests on Israel's behalf, to submit their documents. Now, thousands of Palestinians who've lost their case for family reunification have been living without ID cards, which restricts their movement and puts them at risk of Israeli persecution or deportation from the West Bank. Getting into the economic news, the central banks are stocking up on gold. They bought 30 tons of gold in July. And Australia has passed China as the world's largest gold miner. So everybody's getting really, really eager to get into gold. And again, our recommendation here is that if you have any disposable investment income, you should go into silver and gold, the physical metal. Don't get into that paper trade. It is a massive fraud waiting to explode. Okay. As you probably have already heard, the August jobs report was very disappointing. In fact, it was the worst performance of the summer. Only 235,000 jobs were added in a nation of over 300 million people. And so the job growth basically is sputtering. And they're saying hiring is slowing. Well, not exactly. There's a lot of hiring going on for companies willing to pay workers a decent wage and benefits. And we're seeing signs around here in this part of Indiana, you know, now hiring, and they list the benefits, and, you know, they're understanding. The message is finally getting out. If you want to find people to work for you, you got to treat them right. And those people who are complaining about nobody wants to work, those are the people who don't want to pay. You know, they think everybody should be happy to work long hours, you know, for minimum wage and no overtime. And, you know, and they're being stingy, and they don't realize they're cutting their own throat. Meanwhile, as of today, 8.9 million people have lost all federal unemployment benefits. The COVID safety net has ended. And we're going to be seeing some fallout from that here. Another story, this one coming on out of Investment Watch blog. We're all seeing shortages. We talked about Walmart was fronting their shelves, and they only had one line of products, and everything else was empty. And the shortages are going to get worse because the global supply chains are stumbling badly. And not exactly sure what's going on there. I mean, you've got ships sitting at anchor off the port of Los Angeles, and why they can't get those things through and unloaded expeditiously, it's a mystery, and it needs to be looked into. Meanwhile, a story coming on out of the Liberty Beacon, world food prices jump in August to a near decade high. And we are certainly seeing that here, even at the local Walmart. And, yeah, hard times are coming. Hard times are definitely coming here. And another article about the unemployment benefits. This is from BlabberBuzz, talking about how Americans are going to lose their federal unemployment benefits, and millions more will witness their weekly incomes plummet as a host of federal pandemic jobless assistance programs expire today. And there's been no action from the White House or Congress to change that status. Now, 26 states pulled out of at least some of their programs earlier this summer to try and stimulate more people to go back to work. So we'll see what's happening there. Happy Labor Day. Now, Eric Adams is running for mayor of New York City. And he's the front runner right now. And he said one of his first missions, if elected, will be to find a way to lure back New Yorkers who fled to Florida during the COVID pandemic. Well, I don't really think it was the COVID so much as the quality of life and the high taxation that one finds in New York City. Speaking of taxation, Joe Biden is pushing a plan to make banks report all transactions over $600 to the IRS. And, you know, they're just out there desperate to try and find something more to tax. And somebody better tap them on the shoulder and say, there's nothing left to tax. You've spent this nation into bankruptcy with all of these dumb wars. Getting into immigration, there is a 400-strong caravan of immigrants making their way through Mexico toward the United States, even as the Mexican National Guard continues to try and thwart the border-bound migrants. Considering how many migrants are coming across the border, I don't think they're trying all that hard. Anyway, this group, which left from the city of Tapachula on Saturday, is on its way after Mexican forces broke up at least two other caravans this past week. The new caravan is made up largely of Central Americans and Haitians who told authorities they are fleeing poverty and violence in their home countries and seeking refuge in the United States. Boy, are they in for a disappointment when they get here. Because we have poverty and we have violence. We had a lot of violence this holiday weekend here. And speaking of refugees, over in Berlin, Germany, one of their Afghan refugees attacked a woman working as a gardener in a park and basically slashed her throat because under Islam, women aren't supposed to have jobs. They're not supposed to work. And so this Afghan refugee just killed this woman for being a gardener. And how's that open borders thing working out for you here? Meanwhile, roughly 100 Afghan escapees from Afghanistan to the United States have been tagged for potential links to terrorist organizations, including the Taliban, according to a new report. Of more than 30,000 evacuees from Afghanistan to the United States, about 10,000 needed additional screening as of Friday, and of those, about 100 were flagged for possible ties to terror groups. So, yeah, come on in. Have fun. We'll see how things work out there. All righty. Now, over at CNN, Jim Acosta basically slandered Tucker Carlson as a human manure spreader, basically for suggesting that Biden is flooding the swing states with Afghan refugees to turn those states blue, on the assumption that everybody who is welcomed across the border and given tons of free stuff at your expense will continue to vote Democrat. You know, bread and circuses and how well that worked out for Rome. And Jim Acosta is also out there comparing the GOP to a terrorist group. And it's just amazing. By the way, Joe Biden is using the Supreme Court decision regarding the Texas abortion law to say now is the time to pack the court. This is a very bad precedent. It's the reaction of a sore loser. And, you know, they're going to throw a whole bunch of justices on there to vote liberal. And the next time, if ever, a conservative Congress and White House comes on in, they'll bump the number of justices up even more. And somewhere down the road, we're probably going to have, you know, oh, I don't know, 2,000-3,000 Supreme Court justices trying to argue out these various decisions. And it'll simply break down under the load of its own internal communication. Justin Trudeau is trying to basically grab the guns. He's already banned all military-style weapons in Canada. And military-style does not mean military. The AR-15, for example, basically borrowed design features from the M16 because they are practical. They are convenient. They allow the fitting of various accessories to customize your weapon. But that doesn't make it a military weapon. Meanwhile, Canada's conservative leader has basically buckled under the pressure and says that if he's elected later this month, he will keep the firearms ban in place. So you Canadians, you are now, you're no longer subjects, you are slaves. And down in Texas, as if the liberals were not already angry enough with them over the abortion ban, Texans are no longer required to obtain a state license in order to carry a concealed firearm in public. And there are unfortunately a lot of people who have not been properly trained for that. But the bill, House Bill 1927, known as the Constitutional Carry Law, took effect last Wednesday. And one Texas Republican said they're doing away with an artificial barrier to citizens' constitutional rights to bear arms. You know, it's really funny. Here in Indiana, they have a lot of gun freedom. You can even buy a silencer if for some reason you want one and you're willing to fill out the paperwork for it. And it's very easy to get a gun permit here. It's very easy to get a gun here. But living here, I feel like I don't really need one like I did in past places I live. Isn't that strange? We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wall Street wizards on the lamb from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
Congress pay the piper when all the money.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to start talking a little bit about computers. Now, one of the draconian measures they are implementing down in Australia is they've come out with an app that all Australians are required to put onto their smartphone, and it uses geolocation and the camera to basically have you report to the government where you are. And it's supposed to be enforcing the quarantine restrictions, and it's basically, you know, following you around. And if you're out there with your smartphone and the geolocation says you're somewhere you ought not to be, you get a text message saying that you have 15 minutes to take a picture of your face and show your surroundings and text the government. Well, I don't know why they need the picture, unless they're concerned about people swapping cell phones to confuse the system, which definitely would work. Meanwhile, Amazon is taking a much harder position regarding content on their cloud service, and they're going to proactively remove content that violates Amazon rules, rules against promoting violence, and various other things. Probably includes questioning the 2020 election or questioning the vaccine mandate. And this is, of course, sparking more questions about how much power tech companies should have to restrict freedom of speech. So over the coming months, Amazon will hire a small group of people in its Amazon Web Services division to develop expertise and work with outside researchers to monitor for future threats. And so that's another reason to stay off the cloud and keep your data safe at home. So anyway, the FBI is issuing a warning of ransomware attacks targeting food and agricultural sectors. And the White House is pushing for proactive measures. I don't know what they think they can do. When it comes to cybersecurity, they've been kind of sitting on their thumbs for a very long time, which is why the problem has grown completely out of control. And, air gapping those machines, keeping them off the outside internet is a good thing to be doing right now. But especially going into a period of food shortages, ransomware directed at agricultural and food processing companies could be a really bad thing. Or they may be getting ready to blame cyber criminals for the coming food shortages that are going to happen anyway. Okay, story coming on out of Crack News. Big tech actually paid off certain conservative media outlets to get them to stop complaining about how conservatives are being censored. And so, yeah, talk about a corrupting influence. Of course, nobody's paid me any money to stop complaining about being censored. I'm going to complain as loud as I can. Alrighty, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.